Hey guys, welcome back to the Vibe Within podcast. I'm your host, Gab Cohen, and today it's a little solo episode about a few topics that have been really prominent in my life and other people's lives from what I'm seeing and hearing, especially when I go to these support groups. There's always like these common themes that are going on in these support groups, and it's interesting just to hear other people's stories and what they're going through and, you know, connect with people about going through the same things. And it's usually always around this time of year, like the fall, the change of seasons, that I feel this like nostalgic depression almost. And I actually did record an episode all about nostalgia and depression, I want to say last year, maybe the year before, and it's one of the most listened to episodes because I guess a lot of people can relate to just the season change, no matter where you are living, even if you're living in Florida like me, where it's hot and hurricaning. Like these shifts in energy, you can just feel it. And for me, when it's fall or winter, I get very like nostalgic and like kind of depressed because there's so many memories that I attribute and link to the fall and the winter. And right now I'm actually recording during Hurricane Ian. I don't really have anything else to do, and I'm recording from my laptop that's not plugged into the wall, just in case we lose power. So hopefully we don't lose power, but the weather, the change in seasons, it's all energy, right? We can't control the weather. And our emotions are very similar to the weather because they will just happen sporadically. And, you know, when it rains outside or when it hurricanes outside, you don't see everybody like lining up on the street, like saying, no, this hurricane can't come. Nobody's saying that. Everybody's just like, okay, we have to prepare for this hurricane. This hurricane's coming. What can we do to prepare? So I kind of look at emotions and mental states that way, or at least I try to, because sometimes there is only so much I can control, and my emotions come up, and my trauma comes up, and my anger and my reactions will come up, similar to a rainstorm. You can't stop it from coming. It's just gonna come, it's gonna pass. So what can you do in the moment to actually have it move through you with ease? So I've been feeling very stuck lately, and that's why I haven't been doing the podcast as frequently, because if I'm gonna record a podcast episode, I want it to be clear and focused and organized, and I want to deliver some kind of like help. I don't want it to just be me sitting here babbling. So I do have some notes and some topics that I want to go through. And this feeling of feeling stuck is something that everybody goes through at various points in their lives. With COVID, obviously people felt stuck physically in their homes, felt stuck in relationships that maybe weren't serving them, felt stuck in jobs that weren't serving them, and it kind of called forward a total like inventory check of life, of habits, of shadow, of darkness, of how your relationships are going, money, everything. And I have moved so many different times over the last few years, and basically like when my Saturn return hit, you know, in 2018, that's when shit hit the fan for me, and that's basically what this entire podcast was born from. And I have tons of episodes about Saturn return and all of that, so you can search Vibe Within Saturn return, and I get deep into that kind of like chaotic time of life and how to navigate through that. But the most recent phase that I've been going through recently is this feeling of stuck, and I have never felt this level of stuckness before. And it's because of the housing market, and I couldn't find an apartment in Miami, and I don't plan on going back there anytime soon because things aren't changing. Every main city in, I'm just gonna speak for the United States, from what I hear, from what I see, from what I research, every main city, even if it's like not a cool city at all, like it's just bumfuck, like whatever, even like around my mom's neighborhood, which is like in the middle of nowhere in Florida, you know, studio apartments, one bedroom apartments are like $2,500. I mean, that's literally insane, and it just doesn't make sense to live in an area that you aren't even like happy in and wasting all of your money on that. So I had to bite the bullet and just move in with my mom and her husband again. And I am grateful that I have a space to live, and they opened their home, and it's, you know, I know it's not gonna be forever. I'm not gonna be living there forever, but this go around just feels different because usually when I'm living there, I feel like, okay, this is just like a very short period of time. But now I've been there for a little bit longer, like several months, and it's making me feel like, okay, well, maybe I should just create a life here somehow. Instead of me just kind of like sitting here and waiting for this to be over, I have a life that's wanting to be lived, that's in front of me, and I felt like I was not allowing myself to live my life. So I was kind of just like going, just trying to get through the day, just trying to get through the week, just trying to get through, you know, constantly being triggered and living with them. It's not easy. And I know that no family is perfect, but there's a lot of unresolved trauma and just issues that I need to learn that I may never get the result that I want there. I may never get that resolved, you know, experience there. And I have done a lot of that kind of work in therapy and surrender and EMDR. And EMDR is great for like not only trauma work, but also I've been doing EMDR around my OCD, my body image, self-limiting beliefs. You can do EMDR around many different things if your EMDR therapist is knowledgeable in all of those ways. So I've been doing that, but there's only so much that you can handle. And this is what I wanted to talk about mainly today is when you're feeling stuck, you have to analyze, okay, well, why am I feeling stuck? It's chances are, I'm just gonna say this blatantly, even though I might not know your situation, the feeling of feeling stuck is usually related to your outside environment, because if you're living in a toxic environment or a toxic family dynamic or a household that you're not feeling comfortable in, or you're living with roommates that you're not feeling comfortable living with. I've lived in all these experiences. I've had so many different roommates that I did not enjoy living with. I've lived in just living experiences that made me feel very uncomfortable, and that made my nervous system completely like skyrocket into fight or flight mode. So when our bodies are in fight or flight mode constantly, day in, day out, just trying to get through the day, just trying to just get through this hour, just making it till the end of the day, that's not living life. That is just trying to get through life. And that's what I've been noticing, is that I haven't been living my life. I've been just trying to put out fires every day, put out these trigger fires, you know, and that's keeping me in that fight or flight heightened nervous system state. And Irene Lyon actually talks a lot about this. If you haven't heard of her before, she has a YouTube channel and she is all about the nervous system and healing and trauma and like really healing that fight or flight response and getting out of those like stuck phases. So I've learned a lot from her YouTube channel. Highly recommend going and, you know, just learning about it. As many of you guys know, I've been openly sharing my healing journey with PCOS and hypothalamic amenorrhea and hormonal imbalance. That's why I'm super excited to be partnering up with Ovacetol. Thousands of women swear by Ovacetol, and it's for a good reason. Ovacetol is a highly researched blend of inositols, and it's by Theralogics. It's designed to promote healthy hormonal health and support regular menstrual cycles, ovarian health, and fertility. I have been using Ovacetol. It's a powder that you put in juice or water. It doesn't taste like anything, and you take it twice a day, and it is supposed to help regulate my cycles, hopefully bring back my menstrual cycle, and just help with hormonal imbalance in general, especially with folks who are struggling with PCOS. Your estrogen could be tanked, your testosterone could be skyrocketed, and it's really hard to get through day-to-day chores and just function with those hormonal levels being so crazy and out of whack. Ovacetol is gluten-free, vegan, and it's the only independently tested and certified inositol supplement available. Did you know that Theralogics offers several other evidence-based, independently certified nutritional supplements for women's health? They have so many supplements on their website. It's really awesome. And this company is high-grade supplements. I made a choice last year that I'm only going to start taking really high-grade, potent, tested supplements instead of all the junk that I was buying from like Amazon and Walmart. So that is one of my goals this year, is to really stay taking high quality vitamins and supplements. I am trying a few supplements from the Theralogics site. I'm doing an Omega, I have a CBD supplement, I'm doing a women's multivitamin that helps with menstrual cramps and PMS, and it has iron in it. So there's supplements for literally everyone on this website. It's amazing. So whether you are aiming for a healthier lifestyle or you're ready to start a family, Theralogics has a wide range of products for you. So go to theralogics.com, that's theralogix.com, and you can use the provider referral code 233136 at checkout, and that will save you up to 20% off of your purchase on Ovacetol or any other supplements on the website that support your overall health. So go ahead to theralogix.com, and you can use the provider code 233136 at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. So, you know, when we are in these dynamics, these living situations that are actually making us feel physically sick, physically unwell, bringing us a lot of emotional distress, when, you know, I'm living at my mom's and around her and her husband, the dynamic that they have just really bothers me, and there's nothing that I can do to change it, and I need to be okay with that. And that's a lot of work that I've been doing around the mother wound healing. If you've never heard of Bethany Webster, she has all her work is about healing the mother wound, and she has written books, and she's been on several podcasts. She's been on the Almost 30 podcast a few times. She's been on so many different podcasts. So if you are dealing with a family dynamic that has to do with like your mother wound, or your mother's not in your life or whatever, that can really take a toll on your emotional health. I mean, even if you're living alone and you just don't have a good connection with your mother, and it wears at your heart, and it like keeps you feeling kind of like stuck and heavy, that can have a lot to do with like how you're manifesting things in your life and how you're living your life. And I found that to be really interesting, because what this one woman said in one of those podcasts was, well, how's the relationship with your mother? And they were talking about financial and getting a new job and saving money. And she said, well, how's your relationship with your mother? And the girl said, well, that doesn't have anything to do with this. I'm just trying to get a new job. I'm just trying to get, you know, my feet on the ground. And for her, that was very relative and connected and linked to her mother, because her mother had a lot of financial issues and kind of wore that off onto her daughter. And her daughter, you know, took on a lot of her mom's pain around being poor and not having enough income, and a lot of her mother's, you know, habits and traits around money and working. And so we have a lot of like unseen and unfelt wounds that we might not even realize we have, that our mothers and our fathers and our family kind of just like rub onto us. And if you are living with family, I know a lot of us are, who are in our 30s or late 20s and early 30s and living with family. There's you know, so many of us right now in this economy. It's actually pretty normal. I have more and more friends living at home. I see so many people on Reddit who are living at home. A lot of these people who are in these support groups are living at home, and they're not, you know, young, they're older. So there's a common theme going on in, I guess, the millennial generation. And there's nothing wrong with trying to take steps back just to prepare yourself and set up your life for success. But when you're living in a toxic environment or a dynamic of your family that you just can't handle it anymore, that is going to rub off onto you like osmosis. So like you just kind of like soak in that energy, especially if you're an empath. I definitely am an empath, and I can feel people's emotions. I am always trying to like just change, like shapeshift like my energy to make other people feel comfortable. And that also might be connected to, I'm a Gemini moon, so my moon sign is all about shapeshifting my emotions, right? Like I'm just always constantly trying to shift and mold my reactions and my emotions so that it's acceptable to whoever I'm around. And that's a trauma response, actually. And that's what Irene Lyon actually talks a lot about, is, you know, as a child, that's what I had to learn how to do. And like, especially as like a child and a teenager, I had to learn how to like shapeshift my emotions, not feel shut down, withdraw, totally shut down, in order to feel like I was accepted, I was okay. And that has bit me in the ass a lot recently, because I'm learning that now I speak my mind when I'm around family. I express my truth, and they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear how I feel. And that is the common thread that I had to live with as a child and a teenager. And now that I'm an adult and I'm living back in that environment, it's like all of these wounds, all of these patterns are coming back up in real time and reminding me and showing me that, oh, wow, yeah, I was silenced as a kid. I'm being silenced again now as somebody in her early 30s. And that is not a good feeling, being silenced in a relationship, being told that your emotions aren't valid, being told to shut up in nice ways, like through actions. Actions speak louder than words. You can tell a lot by somebody's actions if they actually truly do care, or if they're just saying, okay, I hear you, or okay, I care. Like, words don't mean anything. Actions speak louder than words, and my therapist always tells me that. It's like your mom can say that she cares, but is she showing you that she does? Like, she might not know how. And the more that I express my needs and express my emotions, sometimes I just feel like I'm over exaggerating, you know, and that is actually part of the trauma response too, because as a kid and as a teenager, that's how I was made to feel, that I was being too much and, you know, ungrateful and selfish, and like I think a lot of people can relate to this, and that's why I'm sharing, because I'm ready to share about this stuff. So when you're feeling stuck, you have to really analyze what is going on around my physical environment, because usually that does really have something to do with your internal environment. Just like when it rains, you might feel this sense of calm. When it is storming outside and hurricaning outside, maybe you feel the sense of like anxiety or anger. If you're living in a dynamic that there's a lot of anger and there's a lot of like hostility and people, you don't feel safe to like share your emotions, that is a recipe for feeling stuck, for feeling unsafe and stuck. So some of the things that I've been doing is trying to be proactive, trying to say, okay, well, if I'm going to feel stuck and if I'm going to be living at my mom's, you know, and I don't enjoy it, what can I do to change that in whatever ways that I can? So right now I'm actually cat sitting for a woman who's traveling out of town, and I have this whole house to myself, which is why I'm so comfortable recording right now. And so I'm doing this Trusted House Sitters thing, which is an awesome website that you can go on and you can get these house sitting or pet sitting gigs. It's not paid, unfortunately, but you do get a free place to stay, and it's safe. You have to pay for a membership. You have to get both parties have to actually get a background check. So if you're in a similar situation like me, you're living in a place that you don't want to live, you're feeling stuck, you don't know how the fuck you're going to get out, that's an option. You can also do Rover. You can also do other apps like Wag, because they do have longer pet sitting gigs, like for days or weeks. So Trusted House Sitters is the one that I'm doing right now, and it's awesome because sometimes the sits are like 10 days, 11 days, 2 weeks, a month. So just checking it in on that every day and seeing what's available, because you can go to like whatever city or whatever state you want, whatever country you want. So it's really good for people who are like really down to travel, nomads, you know, who can work from home. So that's always an option. Other things that I've done is I got a yoga membership for a month, and I just like went to as many yoga classes as I possibly could, and I became a student again because I'm taking a break from teaching yoga, because I'm not in Miami right now, unfortunately, and taking a break from teaching is actually what I really need to, again, like get unstuck and like connect to like what I actually really fucking need, like inside. Like I was teaching yoga for 8-9 years, and it was starting to get exhausting, and I wasn't feeling like it was making me happy anymore. So I think that's a huge sign to take a step back and reset. So becoming a student again at this yoga studio in Tampa, which was awesome, like going to yin yoga classes and lots of meditations and restorative yoga and some power yoga, but I was really, really enjoying like these slow yin restorative Reiki inspired classes. And that is what connected me more to my emotions, my needs. And when you get out of your home, especially for me, like, you know, I'm living at home and it's toxic in my opinion, and I don't want to be there all day and all night. So getting to the yoga studio and sometimes doing like 2 classes in a row, and spending like 3 hours at the studio was my way of really escaping and diverging and like melting into this safe space. And I've always felt safe at yoga studios. So it was my way of creating a physical environment away from home that I could go to and reset my energy, especially because when I was feeling stuck, all I could really do was, you know, go outside, go for a walk, go to the pool. but this is different. You're going to a yoga studio. You're around other people. Other people are going there to heal. Other people are going there, and everybody that's there is, chances are, going through something challenging. That's usually why people go to yoga, to resolve emotional pain, physical injury, emotional dysregulation, get a good workout in. So really creating and seeking out safe spaces to go and safely escape was a big part of my healing. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is online counseling that you can do from the comfort of your own home. You can do it from your phone, you can do video chat, or you can do audio phone calls, or if you don't want to do either of those things, you can actually just do messaging. BetterHelp is awesome. I've been using BetterHelp since the beginning of the pandemic, so it's been a couple years, and I've been really enjoying it because I don't have to stress out about how I'm going to get to therapy, rushing around, traffic, and to be honest, I like doing therapy in my room, around my things, with my cat on my lap, with my journal, and I love my therapist. She is awesome, and she does EMDR with me, so you can actually find EMDR certified therapists on BetterHelp, and depending on what you're needing therapy for, you can find a therapist who is certified and has experience in that category. So if you need drug and alcohol counseling, addiction counseling, if you are needing support around your eating disorder, or if you are trying to get more help around trauma or PTSD or family issues, you can answer questions and it will match you with the best therapist. And then you choose which therapist you want. You can also change therapists as many times as you need. There's no cost to that. And it's a really awesome service. And I think that you will enjoy it a lot because it's easy and it works. So you can go to betterhelp.com/vibe. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/vibe, and get 10% off your first month of online counseling with BetterHelp. Let me know how it goes. Feel free to DM me on Instagram. I love hearing that you guys are trying therapy and that it's helping you. So go ahead to betterhelp.com/vibe, BetterHelp, HELP.com/vibe. So taking time away from the noise and the chaos that toxic family dynamics can kind of ingrain in your energy, right? That is needed to reconnect to who you really are. Because if you're living with people, roommates, family, a partner, whatever, or you go to work and those people kind of like paint you as this person that you then have to like fill the role, you know? And that is how we can feel around family, especially. And it can be really detrimental to your inner self, your soul, who you really fucking are. Like, who are you really? Who are you around the friends and the environments that make you feel like you're really your best version of yourself? Because that is who you really are. When you're the best version of yourself, who are you around? Where are you? What are you doing? For me, right now, I'm the best version of myself right now because I'm able to hop on here and record a podcast and hopefully help people. And where am I? I'm in a house by myself, surrounded by cats that I'm cat-sitting, in my own energy, with my journal in front of me and a cup of tea and a candle lit. And so this is my essence. This is where I am, my best self. Who do you reach out to when you are in need of remembering who you are? When I got here to this woman's house to pet sit, the first couple days I felt like I was, you know, sick. Like, I felt like I was bedridden. I couldn't leave the house. I couldn't go for a walk. I just felt so tired and exhausted. And it's because I spent so much time in fight or flight mode in trying to, you know, burn out those fires, take those fires out of constantly living in a triggering environment, that once I got into a safe space, it's like my body just let go and released. And I was just like in a daze almost. Like, I was just sitting on the couch and I was like, wow, I can sit on the couch and like drink tea and not be triggered. I can just like sit here and just be in my own energy and not have to like flee every 10 minutes and dart around physically or emotionally because I feel so like not at ease, you know? That, if you live in that for long enough, there's no way that I can live my life to the fullest. There's no way I can live my life and thrive if I'm living in that emotional state for very long. So part of my getting unstuck plan is, okay, how much time can I spend at my mom's and live in this dynamic before I reach my edge to where I feel like I'm going absolutely fucking insane, right? So apply this to whatever stuck situation you are feeling, like work, job, living, relationship, partner, whatever. How long can I endure this until I reach my physical and emotional edge to the point where I feel like I'm gonna go fucking crazy? Establish that and know that you can't reach that point. You can't let yourself reach that point. So for me, it's like once it starts to get near 3 months, 2-3 months, I need to get out of there. I need to, like, this pet sitting gig couldn't have came at the perfect time. It's like God was really on my side and allowed this to come through for me because I prayed, I journaled, I cried, I really prayed and begged God to just please help me get out of here for a little bit. And then this pet sitting gig came through. So we have to be open to reaching out, to doing things like downloading apps, reaching out to friends you haven't talked to in a while, maybe because you haven't been feeling like yourself, but you know that whenever you reach out to some friends that maybe you don't talk to very often, but you always feel better when you do talk to them, there's those friends that you can just like leave, you can, wherever you left it, like whether it was like years ago or months ago, you can just kind of pick up right where you left off. And that's how my friend Val is. And she's actually been on the podcast and we talked about relationships and dating and sex. And it was a really awesome episode. So you can just, her name's Val Petralia. So you can listen to that episode. She's one of my best friends. But even though we don't see each other, we rarely see each other. She lives in California now. I haven't seen her in years. I felt this calling, this energetic pull to text her. And I texted her and I said, hey, like, thanks for recommending Trusted House Sitters. I finally got a gig. And hopefully I'll get a gig out in California and then we can, you know, see each other. And she said, oh, well, you know, my apartment is just sitting there, and if you want to sublet it, it's fully furnished. Let me know if you want to sublet it. I have it until January 1st. So that was like instant, and instantly in my body, I was like, yes, like that is a full yes. And to me right now, it's a full yes, and I haven't confirmed it. But if I didn't reach out to her, I wouldn't have known that. I don't think she would have kind of like told me, because I don't think she thought I wanted to come to California and sublet an apartment for a couple months. But I would, because it is an opportunity that God or spirit has put into my path. And I'm all about easy, effortless, the path of least resistance, right? Like, if I can say yes to opportunities that come in, it's easier to say yes than no, because no, that's resistance. But if it's a full no, then obviously say no, because if it's a no, you're going to feel it in your body. Oh, that doesn't feel right. Your intuition and your inner knowing is there. And it's almost like I heard God or spirit say, here you go. Like just go. This opportunity isn't going to just fall into my lap like that all the time. So like you have to be open. You have to reach out to people, put your feelers out there. You know, if you don't put your feelers out, then how is anything ever going to come back to you? I actually recorded a podcast episode last year, I think, all about really the energetics of like manifestation. And it's one of my favorite episodes. If you search The Vibe Within, Why We Don't Get What We Want, that's what it's called. And it's all about the energetics of how we can actually start manifesting like deeper. And it has to do with gratitude and prayer and connecting and reaching out and putting your feelers out. So go listen to that episode if you feel inclined. So safe spaces, just to go back to what I was saying about safe spaces, every time that I've been in a safe space where I've been subletting an apartment or, you know, staying in somebody's place or pet sitting for them or whatever, it really has felt like a portal to actually successfully manifest and receive the opportunities that I need in my life. Because when I was in my mom's house, you know, day in, day out, it was the magic dark period. And that, if you're not familiar with Lacey Phillips' work about manifestation, go check her out. Magic dark is all about like the birds are chirping, nothing's coming in, you feel stuck, absolutely nothing is coming through, and you're just like, wow, what the fuck is going on? Like, nothing that I'm trying to bring in is coming through. Is this ever going to change? Holy shit, this is terrifying. That's how it feels. You feel like your life's never going to get better, ever. That's a magic dark. And so right now, I'm in a magic dark, but since I was able to get into a safe space, a physical capsule to put myself in, it instantly felt like I was able to open up and receive and literally like reach my energy out and like pull things in. Like that's what it feels like that I'm able to do, because I didn't have the energy, the capacity to do that when I was living at my mom's, because I was in this perpetual constant fight or flight mode, nervous system shutdown, freeze, fawn, you know, whatever you want to call it. I couldn't do any manifestation work. I couldn't even function. So I was just trying to get through the day and be alive. So that is the importance of safe spaces, because you can feel instantly when you walk into a space that you feel safe in, your whole body releases that physical tension in your body. You're able to breathe. You don't have that feeling in your throat. You might not have inflammation or chronic pain as much when you're living in an environment that feels safe, secure, open. I don't have to prove myself. I don't have to shut down. I don't have to hide my emotions. I don't have to run and hide and plan my day around being around other people who I find toxic, you know? So the importance of getting your own space, resetting your energy, is part of getting unstuck, because there's no way to break apart that energy. And look, if you can't just like leave your house and get a pet sitting gig like I did, then you gotta go get a gym membership. You have to go to some kind of class. You need to go find a park. You need to go find a picnic table, a bench. You need to go and find a place. It doesn't fucking matter what it is, where it is, but you need to find your place that you go to make a ritual out of it so that your body and your nervous system can sense, okay, I'm stepping into this safe space. This is where I do the cleansing, the repair, the healing, so that you can up-level your life and thrive and try to manifest whatever it is that you need in your life, whether that is health, a doctor, a therapist, getting out of a relationship, opportunities, living situations, money, jobs. Like, in order to bring those things through, you have to have the energy and the capacity to extend and open. And that can't happen if we're always trying to fight and, you know, defend ourselves energetically and emotionally. So be organized with what you want to accomplish each day. Be organized with what you need to get done. Have a list. What do you need to do to shake up the outside environment that you are in so that your internal environment can feel that reset, that shift in your energy? Okay, I hope this episode helped. I didn't even get into diet. I didn't even get into nourishment at all. That's a whole other realm of wellness, and getting unstuck is analyzing what we are eating, what we're consuming. There are tons of herbs to help with emotional regulation, like ashwagandha, nettle, dandelion. There's tons of natural and holistic remedies that you can do using CBD. So maybe I will do an episode all about that as well. I'm gonna hopefully be recording some more episodes while I'm here at this pet sitting gig. I'm not gonna be here for much longer, but I hope this episode helped you guys. And if it did, if any of my episodes help you, sharing it with a friend, a family member is really helpful. It just helps the podcast thrive. You can leave me a rating on iTunes and leave me a review. And if you leave a review, you can let me know what topics you want to hear on the podcast as well. And feel free to DM me on Instagram as well, Gab Love Flow. All right. I hope you guys are, you know, able to get unstuck. If you are feeling stuck, you can get through this. All right? Bye.
She got attacked by a pack of dogs. But she said it's okay. I got some wilderness skills beneath my belt. She said she used to be a part of the scout team. They nearly meet a leader one time. They didn't have enough thread. She said, you know how you heard about that family that burned down in that house? Well, that was her. She said it was just some hoax that you made up to watch people cry. Whispered to me softly.